Following all adulting adults,
you're tuning into the Grown Up Podcast, a show I created to talk about the struggles of the new millennium and share different perspectives in order to make sense of being a grown up. Along the way, I search for independent music, businesses, and individuals who make a way for themselves in the content creating industry via podcasts, books, blogs, vlogs, and more to show that we should support each other's ideas instead of tear them down. Tune into the podcast monthly, and don't forget to follow me to stay up on new artists, new adventures, oh yeah, and more grown-up shit. Now, let's get to the episode.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Oh man, I'm a little emotional starting this episode out today. I feel, first of all, I just want to acknowledge that emotion inside of me. Wow, I feel really like excited for this episode right now. I think that's excitement inside of me. Okay, thank you, excitement. That was a really nice acknowledgement of emotion. What's up, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Grown Up Podcast, where you already know what we do. We talk about grown up shit, which is basically me coming on here doing rants and raves and trying to question life and thought processes and politics and all this stuff. And then we also celebrate independence. We bring individuals who onto the podcast who do their independent thing, their entrepreneurial, everyday 9-to-5 person who just has that entrepreneurial spirit in them. And, you know, we acknowledge that person and their journey and acknowledge that support is here for them wherever they are in their journey, whether it's, you know, a big company, small, what have you, because everyone's journey is important, and it's important for everyone to know that we should support each other instead of tear each other down. And then the third element to this podcast is, of course, if you are a listener of the podcast, but if you're brand new, the third part is the Natural in a Wave segment, where we are now highlighting one artist per month. And this month we have a brand new artist, brand new to the segment. A few of the artists that we've had for the past couple months have been artists that we've had on the pod, on the segment before. When it was different, it was a different format. Now that it's changed, they were more than happy to come back, and I was more than happy that they were happy to come back, and so that was just a great collaboration. This month's Natural in a Wave spotlight artist is Randy Emilio, and of course we're gonna have his music at the end here. So please make sure that you don't turn this off, okay? Take a break maybe if you need to, but come back to the episode so you can support the independent movement with music, and support Randy Emilio, okay? Because, you know, his music will be at the end, all right? So, before we get the episode started, of course, I have to acknowledge you, the person that's listening right now. Thank you for clicking play, for tuning into this episode, if you are a longtime listener, for staying along with the journey. If you are brand new, thank you for clicking this episode and taking a chance on listening to me and this podcast and my journey of exploring life and exploring myself. And, you know, it's, man, I just want to tell y'all, it's been wow. But I don't want to get sidetracked from acknowledging you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting. I appreciate y'all so much. I love y'all so much. That is genuinely from my heart, from my soul, because this podcast would be nothing without you guys clicking play and tuning in and sharing and saying, you know, the words that you say that are in support, or even if it's constructive criticism, that's support as well. Because I do want to know what I'm doing wrong, or what is, you know, something that I could tweak or maybe do better or what have you, because I want to become the best version of the podcaster that I want to be, and also just the best version of myself as well. So I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate y'all for listening, and thank y'all for tuning in. So so now that I got my thanks out the way, please make sure that you go to the description when you're done with the episode. Check out all the links. Of course, Randy Emilio's links will be down there. The link for you to go to the Grown Up Podcast website, where you can check out E3 Radio, check out the Cube app, check out resources for you guys to check out. You could sign up for the email newsletter. You can follow me from there. I put it all up on there for y'all. Okay. So go check that out. Go support the podcast in that way. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. So let's get into the episode today. So I was right now I was just watching TV, because I've been on a really different journey as of lately, and I have been doing small things to pour into myself in order to be actively conscious in my efforts towards the person that I, the potential that I see in myself. And this, the title of this episode is going to be, it's going to make sense after you listen to the episode. So, so basically, you know, I just, all these that I've had, what, 100, over 100 episodes now. And, you know, I've been on this journey of like discovering self and figuring out things that I really want to do for me, and what's making my soul feel good and what's making my spirit feel good. It's been a process, and, you know, I'm actually really grateful that I am in the moment that I am right now, where I am dropping one good quality episode, because it's really giving me the time that I need in order to discover these pieces and parts of me to, you know, put this into the podcast, because this is what the podcast is. It's about being a grown-up, exploring life and self, and, you know, bringing other people into that, because that's what life is. It's all of us. We're all exploring life and figuring things out, and figuring out who we mesh with, who we may not mesh with, what, you know, what boundaries we have, what, you know, all these different elements and things that make up who we are, who we really are, instead of these, like, you know, angry, separated beings who, you know, create negative energy when it's really unnecessary, to, in my opinion. And again, I really want to reiterate, if I don't say it enough on the podcast, that this entire podcast is of my opinion and of my life experience. And I have a degree and I'm working towards another one right now, but I mean, like, I'm not like an expert per se. And I don't have, you know, explicit training and life and all these things. This is just my experiences and my opinions on my life. And I just hope that in some way, somehow, they touch and translate in the way that, you know, it should be transformed and touched into your life. And so, and I truly believe, like, that's what this journey of doing this podcast is revealing to me. You know, it's that I'm not an expert, you know, I'm not an expert in life. I'm not a guru, so to speak. I'm not all these titles that people place upon someone in order to decipher like their status of, what's the word I'm looking for? Just bring it to me. Their like status of like knowledge, so to speak. So like, you know, like professors, like we know they went to school for whatever and they, you know, their knowledge is profound, so to speak, for lack of better terms. And so it's like, you know, we look to those people for, as far as like answers in a way of like figuring things out in our life, you know? But that's not to say that I don't look towards professors and people and things like that. Like I do, and I study and those people, and I'm very much like a inquisitive person, and I like to study the entire being, like how do they answer questions and how are their movements and what type of energy that they bring off in certain situations. You know, I'm that kind of studying type of person. And so I collect these things in my mind and then I just kind of sit on them. And, you know, for a long time, I'm like, I'm really doing this life shit wrong. And now here comes, you know, the understanding of the title of this episode. Cause I was like, damn, like I for a long time really didn't say much. I really didn't feel much. I kind of was just very much a robot. It really felt like I was a robot, but I also felt like a sponge at the same time. So like being a robot and, you know, doing anything that anyone would program me to do, like, you know, quote unquote, and this is just metaphorically, you know, like go to school, boop, boop, boop. Okay, I'm going to school and I do that and I do the best I can. And then, you know, it's like, okay, do a sport, you know, sport. Okay. And not saying that these are things that I didn't want to do and didn't want to excel at. But I just feel like, now, of course, understanding myself and looking back and thinking on things, of course, there was immense more potential for, you know, something else if certain things could have occurred that would allowed me to explore what that potential would have been. And I don't fault. I love that I've been able to take this journey and come to this conclusion, because like I said, I thought I was doing it all wrong. But now looking back and reflecting, and you know, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful journey, and it unfolded the way that it should. And you know, I wouldn't be able to have a life experience testimony as far as like the things, the trials and the tribulations that I've been through and the ups and downs and the depression and the this and the that, you know, I wouldn't be able to explain and really relate to it in the way that you can really relate to something when you've been through it, and come out on the other side. You know, I wouldn't have been where I am, and of course have the story and the words to feel all the time that I didn't understand what I wanted to say or what I wanted to feel, or you know, all these things. And you know, it also allowed me to be again grateful to be in this moment, because it's like all of these thoughts are just now flowing and flowing out of me. Like I have bullet, like I for the past couple episodes, I've been telling you guys, like I have bullet points and stuff written down, but as far as really the bulk of pouring myself into this podcast, every time I press record, hold on for a second, I want to acknowledge this bit of emotion right now. I've been practicing being mindful and conscious of myself and my body and the things and emotions that I've been feeling. So I want to acknowledge this emotion. I don't know what it is, but I acknowledge it. Okay, so yeah, so I think maybe that was passion. That was, I don't know, I don't want to name it because I don't know what it was, but I'm glad I acknowledged it. So, but yeah, so like I was saying, the bulk of the podcast or the bulk of these episodes, these past few episodes have been me just really understanding and just flowing. It's been flowing out of me and it's been feeling so, so good. And it's, you know, just reaffirming my comfortability in my passion of being this independent podcaster and this person who is supportive and has this, you know, platform for just people like me, you know, people who are just figuring things out and, you know, they either so happen to have their business, you know, get big and, but no one really is paying attention per se, so to speak, for lack of better terms. Or, you know, their business isn't as big, but they are passionate about this and they love this thing. And, you know, but they don't have the support that they feel that they, you know, deserve to have. And so, yeah, but it just all just kind of leads me back to like my years of being pretty silent. I mean, I would say that, I mean, it's not that I didn't speak, but when I did speak, it never made sense. And I always knew that my words came across as never making sense because they would usually be arguments and I hate confrontation. And so then that's like, that's headbutting, you know, and now I'm just stalling now. So that's where the silence pretty much comes in most of the time. And recognizing that now and really trying to be mindful and conscious of my words now. And, you know, it's been such a journey. And I don't think I would, you know, have got here, like I said, any other way. And so, you know, some of the things that I wrote down as far as like things that I have been consciously recognizing in my childhood development of like things that I thought were bad or wrong to be doing, but turned out to be in my benefit now that I'm, you know, pouring into myself and understanding who self is, and discovering of being like, oh, well, maybe I wasn't doing it wrong, quote unquote. Like I haven't been doing, quote unquote, I haven't been doing life wrong. I have just been on my own journey. And so these points that the first point was I had constant rejection of concepts of other people's whys developed in their mind. And basically what that means is anytime people had a why in their mind, I would constantly reject it. And I would be like, what is a why have to do with, you know, this person stating their feelings or, you know, this person stating, you know, a problem that's wrong or that, like, you know, what's the why of, well, why do we have to listen to you? You know, why can't you just listen to them? And, but also on the flip side, I was taking in that I was, as I said, I was a sponge. So I was soaking that in, and I was becoming something that I knew that I should reject, but I still was becoming that because I was unconsciously doing that. And so my second point that I wrote down was the rejection towards negativity and anything counterproductive. I noticed that I really, like I said, I don't like confrontation. I don't like arguing. I don't like, you know, people not liking me. Like, I know that sounds so childish, but that to me, there is negative energy between that, you know, especially because I don't hate anyone. Like, you know, like, no one's done anything to me. Like, I just would love, I would like to spread love and, you know, just be happy and merry. But I am aware, though, that that's just not possible. Okay, garbage can. Garbage cans, garbage, it's trash day, y'all. Yeah, but I am aware that, you know, just in certain settings or certain situations, like, it's just, there's just going to be someone that doesn't like you, and that's just what it is. So, but like I said, yeah, I just always rejected that. And so, and then the third thing I wrote down was my sixth sense. And it's so funny that I am now saying this and really just like really, really saying it on the podcast, like acknowledging it to myself, if that makes sense. Like, because I have said my sixth sense for a long time and knew zero of what I was talking about, like actually, like what actually the sixth sense means. Until, again, I'm now trying to become conscious and mindful and analyze myself, my childhood, and being like, wow, I really used to say that a lot, but I never knew exactly like what that meant until now. I'm experiencing things and I'm just like, yep, makes sense. And so acknowledging that now and being like, yeah, like I totally do. I swear, like my intuition is pretty good, y'all. I mean, I'm not going to boast, you know, I don't want to boast or anything. I'm just saying I put that down as a bullet point. That's all I'm saying. Okay. but anyways, so the next bullet point that I wrote down was my foreshadowing ability. And I, in no way, again, possible, I'm like trying to boast myself, but what I'm saying is like I noticed and recognize these things about myself now that I recognized about myself back then that I never consciously chose to recognize, and now I'm choosing to recognize them now, and I'm, you know, grateful that I'm able to say these things and grateful to recognize these things now in a way that is not boastful and that is not like, oh, like, you know, yeah, I got a sixth sense, like, haha, you know, it's like, wow, like, I have discovered this about me, and wow, like, this is, you know, really amazing and beautiful, and, you know, again, hope that something can be pulled from my experience into your journey and your experience, and hopefully create a change in your life. So, again, just wanted to put that out there. But yeah, so what I mean by my foreshadowing ability is you know, I used to think that that I could save people, so to speak, because I could almost feel where their energy was pulling towards. And, you know, I felt like if I could just be there and be whoever needed it, be there everywhere at any given time and moment, that I could save everyone from that energy pull. And majority of the time, that energy pull is negative. And, you know, again, I thought, And now that, like I said, understanding now, it's like, wow, okay, like, just acknowledging that and now moving on and moving forward and understanding self. And so I have two more things before I, you know, wrap it up and let y'all know a few other things. And yeah, but anyways, final two things. My analysis of situations that gave me clear conclusions. So this one I thought was pretty interesting, and all of these things that I wrote down really just came to me. It wasn't like I was studying hard, like, about myself. Again, I'm just understanding self now and really being conscious about it. Like I said, being quiet and being almost robotic and just kind of going along with whatever society and life was saying, and, you know, trying to be a little bit of myself within that. I knew I was able to analyze things really, really, really good. And my conclusions that I came to were really, really, really good too, and really clear to myself. But again, I wasn't being conscious about making the choice to, you know, be that as a part of, you know, who the potential of who I could have been in that moment, who I could have been in that moment. And so acknowledging it now, it's just, again, like a grateful feeling. And maybe that's the emotion that keeps kind of coming up as I'm trying to, you know, or not even trying, but as I'm getting these words out, is that gratefulness of discovery of self. It's so emotionally filling. And I don't even know how to describe it to you guys other than describing my experience, and then again hoping that the words from my experience resonate in some type of way in your life and in your journey, to help you, you know, or to just be there as a support, just hands open, you know. It doesn't even have to be, you know, like I said, like expert advice, like, just, it's just there, you know. It's just my life experience. If you know, want to hear it and listen to it and be like, oh, this is cool, this guy is dope, I'm so grateful for that. And if you think I'm just crazy, I probably am. But anyways, my final thing that I wrote down is I always rejected the family norms. Now, I thought this one was very interesting, and I want to do another episode talking about understanding my family dynamics, but that's not for this episode. So what I mean by this, always rejected the family norms, is, again, like I said, being quiet most of the time and really just analyzing and being like, coming to conclusions of like, wow, this is really just, majority of the time when it came to my family, the conclusion was, and not a conclusion at all, it was like, you know, still like to be determined, because I always knew that I never had all of the information, so I couldn't really make a clear conclusion. But again, not consciously making those choices, I'm unconsciously manifesting something in someone else. And so, but on the inside, I'm rejecting the family norms. I'm like, this ain't right. This is weird. This is strange. But on the outside, it's completely different. So, So those are the things that I wrote down as far as just like realizing a lot of things about myself and my life and my journey and my experience and just being so grateful and, humble that I'm chosen to wake up every day and continue to have this self-discovery. And, I have been going to church. It's church online, but, it's church. I want to try and start getting into Bible study. Yes, I'm saying these things and I am saying them with my chest. Bible study, church. but I'm really just doing these things for me now. And I'm not doing these things as far as, which I've told y'all before, as far as being religious, but I'm doing these things because I'm spiritual and and that is what is filling my spirit right now. And, it's been so good. It's been really, really, really good. And I've also been trying now to meditate again I've tried to start many times, but it's failed, but it's okay. I can always get back up and get back on the horse. So, been trying to do that, been starting that, and I've been reading a lot, still doing school. I'm not really on social media as much. I'll just admit it. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not really sorry, but I am sorry because I know that social media is like the thing. And so it's really like the connecting source, but I really, honestly, I feel like I connect with you guys like energetically and spiritually every time I get on here and I talk to you guys on the mic. And I feel like I can, feel your support and your love as far as like, when I think about doing the podcast and putting together episodes, I can always feel that support of, I got this. And so, if y'all really, 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 really messing with the podcast, I had to say that a lot so that I could, get you reeled in. What I'm doing now is I am doing email marketing. So as I told you guys in the beginning of the episode, you could sign up for the email newsletter. I put together a nice little message for you guys as far as like, where my head's at, what I've kind of been up to, get a little more personal. And then you guys get to check out the Natural No Wave Spotlight artist for the month and things like that. So you could sign up for that in the description below on the Grown Up Podcast website, grownuppodcast.info. I appreciate y'all for supporting me, for allowing me to do my thing here. And I actually have an interview I did a while back that I do want to, I don't know if I'm going to put it on here. I'm going to listen to it and then see if I can, put it in here. But I did an interview a while back with a guy who's in Texas. And he has his own business. And so I'm going to go back and listen to that and see if I can possibly throw that on here. If I do, then you'll hear that. But if not, then we will go ahead and turn up that Naturally on a Wave Spotlight artist for this month, Randy Emilio. I'll let you guys check him out to end out the episode. I appreciate y'all as always for tuning in. I love y'all. And don't go nowhere. Okay. It's either going to be an interview or it's going to be the Natural on the Wave Spotlight artist. Okay. I'm not even going to do no transition. I'm just going to It's going to be either or. And you're in for a surprise. This is a grown up podcast. Anything could happen. Okay. Anything at any given moment. And so just don't go nowhere. Okay. So it's going to be regardless. You're still going to get that natural wave spotlight artist. So you still got to stay either way. So just, take a sip, take a smoke, whatever you need to do. And then come back, and rock with the Grown Up Podcast. It's either going to be interview or natural and wave spotlight artist. Either way, we getting that natural and wave spotlight artist, Randy Emilio. So don't y'all go nowhere. I appreciate y'all. Let's get it. And what's good, everybody? Welcome back to the Grown Up Podcast, where you already know what we do. We talk about that grown up shit. We celebrate independence, whether it's music, whether it's a person doing their thing, and we give those dope vibes that you all love on the Grown Up Podcast. And today I have another dope individual who's doing his thing in his lane coming to join me here as a guest on the podcast. I appreciate him for joining me here today. So I'm gonna have him say his name, where he's based at, and what he does. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. My name is Jarrell Gardner. I am based out of Dallas, Texas, and I recently just funded just started my company, JLG Technology. It's a IT company, mostly for building websites and web apps for its customers. Whoever needs that for their business. So,
right.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So we're going to get into exactly what he's talking about a little bit later. But before we get into all the logistics, let's just start easy. Let's ease him into the podcast. His first time being on here, what I'm saying? So we got to ease him into it, So first question I have for you is, what led you to software development, and was it something that you were always interested in?
Pretty much. I had most of my, my childhood coding. I started at least in, high school for me. It was pretty soon, before college. But I love coding. I always wanted to be into at least understand how websites were built. And how they built those games that you always play, on Disney or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that always excited me, about being a developer. So I just wanted to just go into that field, not knowing anything about, what a computer actually did or anything. But, that's one of the skills I picked up in the end as well when I got my degree. So I guess it's just a whole bunch of different things that I learned that I just wanted to just give back. To my community. So
That's dope. Yeah. Now, I didn't really start hearing about coding until I went back to school now, recently, doing digital marketing and stuff with creating websites. You hear the word coding and randomly and out of the air. Now, there's a lot of websites where you don't have to do coding nowadays and you can just create that. But it is very, 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 very good to know coding, as I'm becoming aware of. So I'm glad that you're on here and making coding aware for other people and letting them know that, hey, this is something we got to keep on our brains. Cause since I've been learning about literally everything in the web is coding, I'm just it's opened my mind up to a whole new world. So it's interesting that you've been interested in this for a long time. And I'm excited to kind of pick your brains a little bit about it. So what my next question here is, what motivated you to go into business for yourself?
What motivated me? My motivation mostly came from just needing some income, essentially. I'm kind of I recently stopped working at my previous employer, and I guess it just felt good just being free for a bit. So that was a great time to just rethink and see what I really needed to do for me to succeed in the future. And the only way that made sense was to just make a business, make something that I can call myself mine, and wake up in the morning and 100%. Be thankful that I have this and just keep striving to get more more revenue and profits, of course. So that's just 100%. My drive, I guess. So
I feel that. Yeah. 100%. I feel that. I'm in the same path. I'm in the same lane. I just got my LLC too, and I'm trying to do the same thing. Not waking up and going to business for somebody else, but going to business for myself and knowing that I'm creating and building something for myself, for my legacy, the ones that are going to come after me and all that stuff. So I'm excited that you're able to hone in on that for yourself. And I mean, it's going to take off, everything comes when you'll be speaking into existence. So my next question is, you started your business this year, which means you're just getting started. It's fairly new. So tell the people exactly what your business is and how you can help them.
Yeah. So I guess JLG Technology is an IT company at itself. But it's more than that. It's it does websites and mobile apps, of course, for whoever needs it. We also do online courses. We are going to be offering, online content for people to do tutorials and just learn how to code and be prepared for, the workforce for whatever reason. Help out with just people understanding a different language. We only specialize in a certain language.
100%.
At my company. But there's that aspect of it. There's also other aspects where we do digital marketing, where we help out businesses with just creating content, really. We are a very content creative space here. So I guess we just want to help out and give companies a way to just be more brand aware of their whole business, essentially. 100%. Other things I do for this business, the cybersecurity side, we're still kind of kicking off of that. We're still trying to understand that, but Sphere still. So I guess we're just doing more research there. I think that's pretty much it. I think just the online courses and building websites and mobile apps for our customers is our big focus for this year. So we're going to try to kick that off, and be our main focal point.
Nice, nice, nice. Now, as I said, he just got started this year. So, he getting the logistics and everything together so that when he come back, because we're going to have him back here on the podcast. We always have everybody back. He going to give you the breakdown through and through, But we got to show it the whole process from beginning to, making through the halfway point where, you've gotten some experience, so to speak, under your belt. Then we talk to you then, and then we talk to you when you're popping. You got all the millions of people picking up your line, and letting people know who you are. So, the independent process is very much what it is. And I always believe that everything happens for a reason. And so I believe that us connecting and you being able to express yourself and what your business is and put it out there right now is going to turn it into what it needs to be. So,
that's great.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to your success and your business and everything that's getting started right now off the ground. Is I know it's all you trying to figure out everything that you got going on, which I'm doing that too, 100%. And, as long as we encourage each other and show that support to each other, I think we'll go a long way. So what are some challenges you face so far, and how do you plan on tackling future challenges?
I guess a big challenge is creating time. I feel like there is just not enough time in the day to do everything that you want to do. So
100%.
Yeah, just be able to prioritize and organize your time just to a little bit better would make it so much better for your business.
Yes.
And then I guess to just help with that, I really do need to start using calendars and stuff like that. So
I've been telling myself the same thing, man. Yeah. Listen, I've downloaded a planner. I've gotten so many calendars. I listen, the next year will come up and I'll be like, dang, I got this calendar. Oh, well, I guess I got to throw it away. I'm going to have to buy a new calendar for a new year. Yeah. Like, it's bad. It's hard because I think one of the things that they, or I'm not sure for school where you went at, but for me, they didn't really give us that tool of learning how to actually organize. Like, they told you get a planner and stuff, and that was one of the things that right. was in stock at, you know, the store when you were doing back to school plan, you know, shopping. But when you bought a planner, you were just like, what do I really do with this? How do I really use it, utilize it to incorporate it into doing it with school and now following that up with the rest of my life? So, man, let me tell you, this planner that I have on my phone, it's already down the hill. So I don't know. We're gonna have to come up with some. I've heard vision boards are good. We're gonna have to figure out something. But I think I'm more of a visual person, so I think that vision board might work for me rather than like a calendar thing. Because like you, I'm the same with like time. I have school, I have podcasts, I got radio, I got like five, six, seven different things. But it's like, even if I wrote it down in a calendar and this, I'd still have to cram it in. So
yeah,
I understand. I feel that. So, coding, give the people a little bit of insight behind coding, because I'm not sure if a lot of people know what's up in the coding world. I know just a little bit and it's very complicated for me at least, but for someone like you, of course, it's very easy, but I want the people to know a little bit of kind of exactly what coding is.
Ooh, that's actually a good question. it's because like the first thing I thought of was the algorithm that Elon Musk tweeted out basically by Twitter. And I don't know if people understood that tweet or like even read it or even know what that tweet is. Like, I don't know if they even bought much into it, but
probably not.
Yeah, like that algorithm that he, well, I guess I only read like a little tweet post about it. I didn't really actually read the actual algorithm, but it was just like, it gave like essentially like the breakdown of how each tweet is like rated essentially. So like, it's based off of like how much text, how many hashtags you have, how many, I guess images, just like anything about a text, like anything you can put in a tweet, it adds value or I guess devalue, the post itself. Right. So, I guess like that right there is like itself is like coding. So like each time you try to like, I guess like write a tweet, you are getting rated, based off like what you write on that tweet.
That's crazy.
All automatic. As soon as you hit the button, it's calculated. So I guess that's kind of helped out with coding a little bit. I don't know. A little high level, I guess.
That's a little bit high level. That's a little bit high level. But I'm gonna try. You know, I'm gonna try because I didn't learn just a tad. But I'm gonna try. You can just, you know, you can say yeah, we in the right area. So I can test my skills in school. You know, so let's see. So coding, from my perspective, from a digital marketer's perspective, is basically the text behind the what you see as far as when you search up Google, or if you, when Facebook pops up on you type in Facebook and Facebook pops up and Twitter and all of these websites that pop up, the code is what makes it look like what it is. So exactly like the boxes, how they are and how the structure is and the layout and how the content is displayed to you and the ads, everything has to do with the code. And if you have no code, you have nothing, literally. Like, that's pretty much what I've learned. And even the pictures, the videos, even all the down to that, when you put it up on a website, that is all literally code. It's not just the picture that you see. There is code behind that. So that's my interpretation of code. Am I in the area a little bit?
Honestly, I feel like, yeah, that's exactly how I wanted to like tell you that, I guess, essentially, because like, if like once you start breaking down, I guess the front end and the back end, I guess, right. And then that's when you start getting more diversion in the coding sphere. So,
right,
I guess you see mostly the front end, mm-hmm. but you don't understand the back end.
There yet. You go. So, yes, yeah, 100%.
Which is where the algorithm is and stuff.
Correct. Yes. Awesome. Yeah. Algorithm is / coding. That's the mm-hmm. that's the coding. So yeah. So I hope we've all learned a little something today, as far as coding, software yeah. development, IT. Very happy to have you on here. And before we get out of here, I wanted to put a little fun up in here because I have y'all, you know, my guests that come on here fill out a lovely guest form and you know, you kind of put in something, little gem for me to know about you. So, my final question to put some fun in here, you know, to take us out. I know that you have and I hope I say this right, a Catahoula. Leopard dog. I hope I said that close to right. Okay. All right. So, now if someone who's listening right now happens to become a client of yours, I think they would like to know, would they be able to meet this Catahoula leopard dog? Because when I Googled it, I was like, yo, this is the best looking dog on the planet, like flossing, the eyes, the colors, like what kind yeah. of, I never heard of a dog. A cat, am I saying it? A Catahoula?
I hope so. That's how I've been saying it. Too, yeah.
A Catahoula. Listen, however you say it, that right. dog is beautiful, man. Now, listen, I'm sure the clients are going to want to, they're going to be able to see the dog.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. The dog is pretty vicious. So she has to be really nice to her, I guess.
I've heard, you know, it always be the really beautiful looking dogs that just yeah. are very territorial and they love their owner. So I almost didn't ask because I felt like it would. But just in case, you yeah. know, just in case, y'all, please go and look up.
She's nice, though, at first. Well, she's nice at first.
Okay.
See, she might bark, though.
We getting somewhere. Now, yeah. y'all go look up Catahoula. Catahoula leopard dog, and y'all just go know and send me an email, send us a DM, and yeah, y'all gonna know what we talk about. Nice. But thank you so much for coming here on the Grown Up Podcast. It was a pleasure to have you, a pleasure to talk about coding, software development, of course your business. Before we get out of here, do you want to leave any final words for the people? You want to give any shout outs to anybody? And please, of course, let them know where they can find you for the people who don't go to the description, even though I'm going to tell them to go to the description.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like just to check out the website. It's still in construction right now. But yeah, it'll be updates soon. Yeah, I guess the description, please hit that up. All my, my feeds, my pages, please hit them up, please. Thank you. And yeah, I'll see you all in the future.
100%. Yes, yes. Y'all make sure y'all go to the description, check out those links where you can go straight to, check out Jarrell, all that he's doing, his business. You can follow him. Again, I appreciate you, man, for joining me today. It's been a pleasure, like I said, and we definitely gonna get you back because we got, you know, we starting at the beginning. So we got to get you in the mm-hmm. middle and then when you catapult to success. And we're wishing you all the blessings here from the Grown Up Podcast. And that's it for today's episode. And for today's guests, I thank you guys. Y'all make sure you stay safe and be kind out there. All right, we gone. And bam, just like that, I got you for an hour. I didn't mean to do it, but I listened to it. I thought it was amazing interview to plug in here and to give to y'all. And I was going to drop it anyways. And so there you have it. These are the quality episodes that I'm putting together that have, like I said, I've been having this just spiritual guidance of just, you know, pouring into me and doing the things that I know I should be doing for myself and choosing myself and, you know, everything comes together in the end and the plan is presented to me and I'm like, oh, that's why I did this X, Y, Z, da 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 da. And yeah, so I hope y'all enjoyed that interview. I hope you pulled the gems from it that you needed to. And now it's time to celebrate and shine the spotlight on the Natural in a Wave Spotlight artist for this month, Randy Emilio. He's a dope guy. We also did an interview, so make sure you look out for that. That's going to drop at the end of this month. And of course, his music is dope. So I'm going to let y'all listen to it, check it out. Make sure you go and check out the links in the description below where you can go and add his music to your playlist after you're done tuning in here. I thank y'all for supporting me, supporting independence. And I'm going to let Randy Emilio take us out of here. All right, let's get it.
Asking me what's my time on spin. See me in a magazine. Touch yourself, what shit was me? Look, I just disappear. Catch a bag, don't entertain it. I don't fuck with lames. Don't care whatever your name is. Every single song I write enchants you, I know that's right. I'm embedded in your brain. See my shit and say my name. Look, I might reappear for a fan. Entertain it, whatever your name is. Bet your heart's lost in. When you come around, when you come around, yeah, I got what you like, I got what you like, baby, you can take a bag, you can take a bag. Bet your heart slows down, when I come around, when I come around, I got what you like, I got what you like, baby, baby, take a bag,
let's go,
fly you out overnight. This shit like I hold the bag. Cross your legs, meditate. Me and my gaze and concentrate. I might switch it up, be here for your entertainment. Hey boy, what your name is? I know you're obsessed with me. Close your eyes and count to three. A genie and a bottle, rub that ass three times and count it. Right there with you one more time. Baby, with you every night. It's worth the sacrifice.
To give it to you over time. When you clock into me, I feel you skip a beat. I'm taking over, giving head. That's psychology. And I got my degree. Know what I'm saying? Stop playing with me.
I bet your heart slows down.
I bet your heart slows down.
When I come around.
When I come around.
touch me all up on my body, baby, on the night so right. I don't even want you, I don't need you back. Turn the lights down, I don't need your touch to turn me on. Baby, don't you be sad,
popping in, family, real quick to leave you with the parting words. Of course, please make sure you go to the description and check out Randy Emilio. He is the Natural and the Wave Spotlight Artist for this month. We're shining the light on him. Make sure you check him out, follow him, check out new music, and make sure you stay tuned for our interview dropping at the end of this month. Of course, my links will be in the description below for you to check me out. Jarrell's links will be in the description for you to check him out. And just make sure you're supporting the independent movement. And I appreciate y'all for supporting me, supporting the independent movement. I hope y'all are having a blessed one, a great one. This podcast is produced, edited, and hosted by yours truly, Derek. And I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And make sure you're staying safe and being kind out there. Randy Emilio, take us out of here.
Come out at the pipeline. Make me feel so good, but let it just be known. Baby, I don't need you no matter on my own. Turn the lights down, I don't need your touch to turn me on. I don't need your touch. Baby, don't you be sad, I've already captured my own.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.